Hey, need some Monday motivation? Well, stick with us. This is Our Daily Bread. Now let's listen to today's devotional titled, Serving the Least, and it was authored by John Blaise. His name is Spencer, but everybody calls him Spence. He was a state track champion in high school, and then he went on to attend a prestigious university on a full academic scholarship. He lives now in one of America's largest cities and is highly respected in the field of chemical engineering. But if you were to ask Spence his greatest achievements to date, he wouldn't mention any of those things. He would excitedly tell you about the trips he makes to Nicaragua every few months to check in on the kids and teachers in the tutoring program he helped establish in one of the poorest areas of the country. And he'd tell you how enriched his life has been by serving them. The least of these. It's a phrase people use in a variety of ways, yet Jesus used it to describe those who, according to the world standards, have little or nothing to offer us in return for our service. They are the men and women and children the world often overlooks, if not forgets completely. Yet, it's exactly those people Jesus elevates to such a beautiful status by saying in Matthew 25, "Whatever you did for them, you did for me." You don't have to have a degree from a prestigious university to understand Christ's meaning. Serving the least is the same as serving Him. All it really takes is a willing heart. Now let's hear the words of Jesus taken from the New Testament book of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 31 through 40. When the Son of Man comes in His glory, and all the angels with Him, He will sit on His glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate the people, one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on His right and the goats on His left. Then the King will say to those on His right, "Come, you who are blessed by My Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?" The King will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." Now let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we are so thankful that we can be a blessing to so many around us who have needs. We all have needs at some point in our lives and are grateful when a friend comes to pray, brings a meal, or comes to our rescue. Thank you for giving us opportunities to help and serve wherever we are. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.